Every day this week, we'll be playing the remembrances of some of our guests over the last 6 months about how the events of September 11th affected them and the city. And we start off with Katie Couric, who was on our show in April, just before she stepped down from her post at the CBS Evening News. After we spoke on the air, we asked her to talk about her experience on September 11th.
Hi, I'm Katie Couric, anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News, but was working as co-anchor of the Today Show when 9/11 occurred, on my watch, actually. Matt Lauer, my co-anchor, was interviewing an author who had written a book about Howard Hughes.
Not to interrupt you right now.
Sorry.
Richard Hack, thank you very much. We appreciate the book is called Hughes. We want to go live right now and show you a picture of the World Trade Center.
And I looked up at the monitor and I saw the World Trade Center was on fire.
Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit more about what you heard when you heard this explosion? Describe it for us.
Absolutely. When I walked out of the subway, I looked at the Twin Towers because, I mean, I just always look up there. And right when I looked up, there was a boom. It wasn't that loud.
And I thought, oh, a private plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Terrible. Somebody must have had a heart attack and crashed into the building. Then we realized, well, wait, this fire is pretty big.
It was a big ball of fire that just went up. And I looked around at people. We were all horrified. I'm stuttering because I'm in such shock. I've never seen anything like it. It's just horrible.
And it was so interesting because it's fascinating how our minds try to wrap around horrible events. And then Matt and I sat and watched as the second plane went into the tower on live television. It was the most horrific thing I've ever had to witness, and yet I had to keep calm, cool, and collected for the viewers who are watching and trying to understand what was happening. So I think it was certainly one of the most challenging and profound experiences of my career.